in front of a mirror as you practice so you can see what you are doing. And so what I want to do right now is introduce to you Uncle Nate, Nathan Thomas, who is going to begin our program today.
Thank you, Uncle Dave. Uncle Dave, when I watched Uncle Dave, I was a Camp Lot O'Brien. When I was a young man, I wanted to be, and I want you to know that you're loved. But I found out after watching him and everything that I had my own style, that I was a little bit different. Not that I couldn't
you
do
are.
Some, yes, I am. a lot different. Not that I couldn't do some of the same things, but I found myself on the other way.
You all come right in.
Yes,
see,
there you go.
And there's one here, honey, up here. Good.
And so I started getting into and working with different things. Something don't hate me, but I'm an insurance agent.
Okay.
And I do investments. And it wasn't my fault. The market's a little bit back. But I've done different things. My wife and I, we do different things at nursing homes, schools, various different functions. And so I work on somewhat with the animals as well. So I wanted to do one thing for you. Just tell you some difference. The object of what we want to do this afternoon is give you guys ideas. We're not going to show you how to do these things unless you buy it, because it wouldn't be fair, because there's many people, including myself, who make somewhat of a living at doing this, and it wouldn't be quite fair to tell you for free when I had to pay money to learn how to do it myself. But
if you do buy it, we will show
we'll make sure you. We'll make sure you're good by the time you leave.
I want to say also, Nathan, in regards to that, too, that there's nothing that we do that you can't do. Even a little 8-year-old could do it if they knew what to do. Okay.
Yeah, a lot of it just, it takes practice. And I find that too, especially when we're, our theme is rise up and work, and we're doing a work for the Lord, I think it's good to look professional and do the very best that you can. What I'm going to do is, just so that you guys know, I have a bird that I work with, and they're going to release it in just a second. It's going to come in there. It's a small room, so it's going to come in, and it's going to swoop down here, but I don't want you reaching your hands up to try touching it. Okay, because I don't want you to get hurt, and I don't want it to get hurt either. So could you see if they're around the corner with the cage? One of you could check out there. No. Not a problem. I have a little black suitcase case that it's right here. Sorry about that. But anyhow, what I'm doing, and this brings another point too, just demonstration-wise. Normally, when I'm doing a program or whatever, this is not the best room to be able to do it in. This is not how I would have my audience set up at all, not even close, because the peripheral vision on the side isn't what I would want to do. And when I'm trying to do things, there are some things that you do as far as object lessons that would be what we would classify as close-up. This is not close-up. This would be something that's done a little bit further away. So the people in the front row on this side, well, actually, I want this whole section over here, is going to get a chance to see kind of how I do this, so this is okay. But I do have my friend here. His name's R.K. See, there goes. Okay, get back in here. And so when I'm doing a program or whatever, this is one of the things I like to do, and there's different things that I would maybe want to set up and get ready. Uncle Dave liked a little object lesson that I used along with this particular one, but you'll get to see that in just a second, so now you people here. Normally, you don't get to see me doing that, okay? But you guys get to see a little hint there. This is the only one that you're going to see how to do. Normally, I would be a little bit further back, and none of you would be able to see it, and I'd be fighting with this bird, trying to get this bird on my arm. But this is called a bird arm illusion. The puppet that I've got right here, I named him R.K., stands for Roadkill, his favorite meal. And what I do with this is, you get the idea, when I first come out, I have that other glove on my arm. So in the mind of the people that are watching, they've already seen my arm with a glove on. So when I come back out with the glove on, and now the bird is on the arm, there's a lot of people, you'll be surprised, adults and children, that don't realize for quite a while that... Are you going to behave yourself?
Of course.
Okay. But there's a lot of people that don't realize...
Go ahead.
Okay, thank you. There's a lot of people that don't realize, though, until you get a little bit further on the specs of my arm. In there. You are going to behave yourself? Okay, that's what I... I knew you were after that. Just leave that alone. You don't leave it alone? Okay. That's exactly... Give it that. Okay. You're going to behave yourself? Okay, good. And I've got my eye on you.
I like you.
I like you, too.
But there's just one thing.
Yeah, what's that?
What's your hat doing on?
What do you mean, what's my hat? It's part of the thing here.
Yes, you know, the guys aren't supposed to have their heads covered, but girls are.
Okay, that's a good point.
Okay.
Well, if that's the case, okay. Now what I want to do, with him, I've done another little thing that's kind of interesting, too. R.K. gets a little upset sometimes because he doesn't get to do as much as maybe Uncle Dave and I would.
Yeah, because I can do magic tricks just as good as you guys can.
I know.
Oh, you can?
Well, how about you do one here with this rope? Can you do that?
Hey, if you can do it, I can do it better.
You think so? Okay, what I want you to do then, Arkay, is I want you to take this rope and I want you to make it stand up straight. Can you do that?
Of course I can. Go ahead and stick it in my beak.
Okay, I'll stick it in your beak. And are you ready? What's that? What was that?
Yes,
no, you're not ready because you dropped it right there on the ground. Okay, now let's get. There you go. Okay, now I'll help you. I'll start off by pulling it up nice and straight, and then you can make it stand up straight, okay? Okay, you can do it on the count of three? Okay, ready? Here we go. One, two, three.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I say uh-oh. You want to?
I did it before.
You did it before. Now, would you like to try again?
Of course I would.
Okay, let's. Here we go. Okay, you ready? Are you ready? Okay. On the count of three? Okay, ready? One, two, three. Whoa, now that's impressive. Now, the only thing when you're working with animals like it, sometimes these animals get a little mouthy. And sometimes they're quite insulting, aren't you? Well, I've got a trick for you that'll take care of that. Yeah, it's this one right here. Now this, that's a little bit of the routine that I do. Now, something like this, I've been doing ventriloquism since I was about 10 years old, and I'm in my early 40s now, so that means I've been doing it for over 30 years. And when I first started, I didn't buy a puppet such as this magnitude. And the puppet was $150, okay, and then the arm that comes along with it is another $50. Now, they actually make one now that is mechanical, too, and it moves its fingers every once in a while, so that's another $250.
Okay, good.
Okay.
Go ahead, go on.
Okay, good. It kind of bothers me a little bit that way. But anyway, you get the idea. I mean, I have a website where I get most of the puppets that I'm going to feature a little bit more later. It's something I got interested in when I was younger doing, and now that I had a little bit more money, I bought a little bit nicer stuff. So, but I want to say about this puppet, that bird puppet. When Nathan used that at the Bible camp, at Camp Lilloli, where we both served the Lord, to teach the lesson as he did in a longer length on head covering, there's nothing better. I mean, today, we got so many fellas who feel they can wear hats in restaurants and chapels or whatever, and to teach that lesson like he did in the very beginning on the head covering, it just went over really great.
Yeah,
I just loved it.
It was kind of interesting, too. The first time I did it, of course, you guys were expecting a bird. You don't know what to expect. So when you're doing something like that in front of an audience, whether it be bigger or smaller, you really just, it's kind of almost like acting. You know, I'm expecting it in there. I'm embarrassed when it doesn't show up where it's supposed to. And then they really get the idea, and then when all of a sudden they see it, you know, it's like, you know, they're like, whoa.
Thanks, Nathan. And what I want to do here is we're going to do a few little illustrations here on the point of also on creation. And this here, I have a bottle of bubbles. And here, Kimberly. Okay, Kimberly, it's probably been a little while since you've done this, but will you stand up and just leave this right here, and I'll whip this in for you. And you've done these bubbles before, but okay, will you just blow a few little bubbles? Hey, you know, she's good, okay? And what we're illustrating here, now, what she is doing, Kimberly, is making bubbles, okay? We'll try that one more time because you did so well, okay? Now, go ahead. Good. Now, Kimberly is making. What we want to talk about, which is so important, is creation. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now, if we were to do that, okay, she's making them because what she has is the jar of bubbles. She has a wand, and all she does is just dip it in, or I did, rather. She blows the bubbles, and she makes them. Then we can go on. Okay. I think you better do that again. Okay. Okay. But there she is. Now, that's better. Good. Now, she's making the bubbles. But I have nothing. But you, John, want. In the beginning, it was the Word. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. It was Lord Jesus. First of all, will you pick the earth up for me? Good. I can. Good. And, you know, it was just put out of space. And there it is. Who are born of. You know, but out in Genesis chapter 1. And not only did he create the world, the earth, but the heavens as well.
See, it was speak the word.
Give Kimberly a bar of candy for helping me on that. And, you know, if that, you will find that this here little object lesson that I got when I bought mine from a magic shop, if you don't mind me using that word, I paid $14.50. I was going to charge you $8 or $7, whatever's on the slip, and on it for $4 even. People didn't buy very well in the last seminar, and we didn't even do this one, but I would like to get rid of some of the stuff because it took us a little while to take it. So my wife and I will make a donation up there so that you can have that, okay? So that's for the bubble and that. All right, so while we're talking about creation, we're in Genesis chapter 1. If you were in the seminar that I had in the beginning, I used my Jesus Loves Me bag. We're going to, if we got time, Nathan will run through that once again because that is my most popular thing. I use this at Niagara Falls. I use this in many places when I give out the Word of God. But on the same principle, I made what we call a creation bag, the story of creation. Now, I do this a little differently. If I was to do this bag, okay, when I reach in, and some of you have, how many have seen me do this? Yeah, you, okay. When I reach in and do this, I take my hand like this wide so that I get it in the middle and pull this out so you don't see what's going to happen, okay? First of all, I talk about how the Scottish are up, you know, that the Lord loves the Irish just as much as he does the Scottish. And just before I go on with the rest of this bag, so I don't reveal it, see, by grabbing it like that, then I'm coming to my next color, which you don't see, that the Lord loves the red people just as much as he does the Irish or the Scottish, but I'm so glad that Jesus loves me. All right, that's this bag. I'm not going to do that. I did that before. This here, this is an exciting bag, let me tell you. This one here is the creation story. On this, what I'm going to do, okay, is we're going to talk about the days of the week and what happened on that first day. Quickly now, what happened, son?
God created light.
And he called the light?
Light.
He called the light?
Day.
And he, what else did he do?
He called
the light. Hey, you know, you're all right, kid. Okay, fine. Now, so that's what he did on the first day. So on this one, what I want to do, thank you, Doctor Landis, and what he did the first day, God made the light. And if you don't remember that, I like this material. It's written right on there. Okay? But it's also written in Genesis chapter 1. Now, who's going to tell me how many verses are in Genesis chapter 1? All right, quickly look. Hurry, hurry. You're supposed to have your Bible from these lectures as well. Genesis chapter 1, if you don't know that. Yes, son. How many?
31.
31. Who can tell me how many times God is mentioned in Genesis chapter 1? Who can tell me? Yes.
31.
No. You heard somebody else say that. You didn't even know that. Good. How many times? Thank you, Andrew. No, 32 times. Listen, I want to say something to you. When you enter into Genesis chapter 1, you are in a God-centered chapter. We are brought into the presence of God, and we are kept there all the way through the chapter. 32 times God is mentioned. Now, the exciting thing about this is so great on God that you will find out that's why Satan hates that chapter. Now, if you don't believe that the Lord Jesus Christ, who is God, according to John chapter 1, with the Word, produced it, and if you can't believe then you can't believe in salvation. Because everyone who created the heaven and the earth is our Creator. On the second day, what's the place? The thoughts are so much smarter than the girls. I love it. What did he do on that? He made, what did you say? Yes. Okay. And on the second day, God made the firmament. What did it do, honey? And the water from below. Okay. Now, once again, that's written right on the bag. Okay. On the second day, God made the sky, which separated the water on the earth from the water above it. Okay. So on the third day, what did he do? Okay. Now you already have a candy bar. You're going to be on the break. On the third day, thank you, Amy. Are you raising your hand?
I'm going to make the dry land.
Okay. The dry land to do
grow the grass and the
going to give it to her for that, but what he made it to was a piece. Right, Timmy?
Forgive Lynn Warren. She doesn't deserve it, but I want to know what the word of God says, okay? On the third day, God gathered the waters into the sea and the dry ground land. Then God blessed the land and it produced.
Now that's a tremendous thing that we have. Okay, so we're moving on to the fourth day. Thank you. You first of all. Pardon? Yeah, but what can you do? And for a missionary kid, you ought to do better. Good. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I want Karen to be proud of him. I want Karen to be the girl. Okay? What can you do, first of all? Oh, that was done before. Oh, I'll be. No, on this fourth day. Okay, John. No, he, come on. On the fourth day. You're wasting my time. Yeah, what were they? The sun and the moon. And then Andrew, what did he create? Okay, I'll give it Andrew something. And so on the fourth day, God made two great lights. The day and the moon to cover the night, and
the stars fall.
Good. All right, fine. Now we're coming to the first part of the fifth day. Thank you, dear. Pardon?
The fish and the bird.
Yes, we come up with the fish and the bird. The fish there is the fish. This is such a great day because you see it brings them all there. We got the fish and the bird and the fish I had to put on the back here as well. So we want to move along. And on the sixth day, the first part of the sixth day, good thing he created the animals. Here we got the nice flavor on this because we're moving along. And also on the second half of that sixth day, what did he do, son? Yes, he made the humans. Now in this particular bed, we find that Adam's quite small, but there he is. And Eve is on the other side of the bed. Right there she is. And on the seventh day, what did he do, honey?
Yes.
He left it. Now this is an exciting bag that you can use on creation. All right. This is a zipper, okay? Because that's good, because what I want to talk about is that as you read the chapter, you will find after his time. How many times is that found in the chapter? How many times? Thank you, sir. You did read it before, right? The chapter? Good. How many times is it found in the chapter? Mr. Norris, don't you look at them? Mr. Norris, quickly. How many times in the chapter?
10 times.
After his time. You know, that's the number of completion. So therefore, you see, coming out of this bag, what we're going to see is that God brought forth that which was created, and when they had little ones, they brought forth the same, okay? So sheep are going to bring forth sheep. It doesn't make any difference. Sometimes they might be bigger. Sometimes they might even be a different color. But sheep are going to bring forth sheep. Now, if you were to go to a paper store, you could maybe buy fruit, or you could get some other kind of thing. It doesn't make any difference. You bring out of your bag, and you can make a little streamer like this. I chose to have sheep, okay? Now, you will find there's another thing that you will find in chapter 1, and that is the phrase, God said. How many times is it mentioned? Thank you. So, God said. Yes. How many times? No, not 31 times. 10 times. Okay. God said is repeated 10 times in the chapter. Would you just walk away with that with me for a minute? Just jump me over that way. If you can. 10 times. We find that God said, so we have, thank you, okay. We have here the first 10 commandments. This is the first set of 10 commandments is found in Genesis chapter 1. Do I have a
backer?
I don't like this platform. Thank you, brother. Okay. This one, thank you. Thank you for correcting me. 10 commandments. This is the first 10 commandments in the Word of God. And fellows and girls and men and women, I want to tell you something about the first 10 commandments. Not one Not one of the first 10 commandments has ever been broken. Not one. What God commanded still takes place today. And that is a tremendous thing to understand. However, you know that the second 10 commandments, every one of them has been broken. Does it make any difference who you are in this room? Every one of us has broken one of those 10 commandments found in Exodus chapter 20. And you know the Word of God says all of us have sinned. Every one of us have gone astray. I like to use black because the first thing that you do when you sin is what? What do you do? What do you do, hon? You hide. She knows how to sin. You know, people who sin, the first thing they do, they cover it up. But you know, in the Word of God, we found out that the Lord Jesus' blood was shed for our sins. Now, the other thing about this is, if you use the Jesus plug bag, I use the same kind of scarf. I happen to have two sets. If you want to use the cheap sheet and only have one set, that's fine. You can do it that way. But if you confess your sins, you know that your sins are washed as white as snow. What a tremendous thing. Now, there's other things you could produce out of the bag. That's what I chose to do. But this is a great bag. You don't get the sheet. You don't get the scarf. You don't get the Ten Commandments for $25 for the bag. And when they're gone, they're gone. I do not know where in the United States I can buy this material again, okay? It's something that came out on the market a couple of years ago, and I brought up what they had in a couple of places where my wife and I were traveling, so that's there. I do have a few of these here Ten Commands, and as you can see, my wife, we got that, and unfortunately, there was a lady who helped me lock it in, and I sort of wish I didn't get it to her because it's not as good as I would like, and it's too bad. I'll make it cheaper than what it was. Okay, thank you, Nathan.
Okay, thank you, Uncle. In those lessons, too, one thing that's really good when you're doing these kind of object lessons is to be able to involve your audience, and Uncle Dave has his own special way of doing that, but I think that's important. You know, when you call on people like that, I think the more involvement that you have, the closer attention they're going to pay for things. I just wanted to show you for just a few minutes. I, over the course of the last couple of years, have acquired several puppets that I use. And again, I picked up a little bit higher quality puppets. If you're interested in ventriloquism or puppetry, there's some things that you only have to do ventriloquism for. Now, most of you might have seen me walking around with Grant yesterday. Okay. Grant is my most expensive puppet. Grant's was $450. Okay. Now, if you're just thinking about getting into ventriloquism, don't buy a $450 puppet, okay? And now the reason being for him, though, I mean, the faces are made out of rubber latex. The company name that comes out of California, the company's name is Axtel. I have this website over here on the sheet if you're interested in that. But he can, you know, his facial expressions and stuff is really unique. And I'll say, break the ice with something like this. Yesterday afternoon, I was in the hallway walking all around just prior to dinner. And I thought, you know, I enjoy the staff that serves us at our meals, so I went in and entertained them for a few minutes. And so then today, before lunch, they said, you know, where's that old guy? He said, Uncle Dave is taking a rest.
Hello, it wasn't nice at all. I love you, you know.
Thank you.
Know that you're loved, okay? Good.
Thank you.
So today they were expecting it. You know, so today I didn't have a couple with me, but they asked me the question, just in the students yesterday, I want to tell you about opportunities. They asked me, why did you get into this? I'm so glad to say that. They were able to share my testimony with them. And it's amazing just having to do something like that, how that will give you an opportunity. I don't expect you to buy something like that. One of the other things I said yesterday is Bible Boy.
I am not a
Yes, you are Bible Boy. You know, you can use Bible Boy just in shows and programs at the library. And, you know, the Bible is a book, so I'm able to talk about the Bible, different parts of the Bible and everything. You don't have to be good ventriloquist to be able to do this. I mean, I would like you to take the time to be able to do that. But, to be a good ventriloquist, it's probably going to take you a try. It's probably going to take you pretty close to a year to get to be, you know, pretty good at it. But you can hide your face with something like this.
Hi, everybody. How you doing?
Now, you know I'm hiding my face with something else, so people know, so it's just natural one. I put a puppet on it. That's what I do. This one is only $99. So you're really paying for the rubber latex, and they're probably a little bit overpriced, but I haven't found anybody else that has this quality or anything that's even close to that price. Again, you may be someone that just wants to be able to tell a story, maybe even a missionary, so you might want to get a pet helmet like what I had for the first one, and you may just want to have a puppet just like this. Okay. This one was only $99 as well. Now, it's not quite the same quality as the other ones. The difference in this one is the head is the hen is rubber vinyl as opposed to rubber latex. But she can still make some good expressions, you know. And it's amazing. I had walked into a school because I was doing a program, and I didn't have a case for this one. I had it on my arm, and the assistant principal told me that I wasn't allowed to bring live animals. So, I mean, you can do things with it, but this is a good attention getter. You know, I don't have a voice for this puppet because I didn't know how it. I didn't want to have a talking chimpanzee, you know, right? You can tell stories with this one. You can just have the actions and movements and everything. And what I did is I attached a rod on the arm so that I can, give it some different movement that way. And many people don't even realize that that's there or that my hand is moving at all. I mean, I have the same thing on the grandpa puppet, but after I saw how they did it, I wasn't going to pay them $35 for them to do it myself. Also, I have a rodent. I have a possum puppet. Okay. I think this is the one that probably because the serving staff asked me if I'd do a little bit just before, after they were ready tonight, just before the bank, so I thought I'd bring this one in here.
I say, what's for supper? I hope it's not me. And I want to tell you guys, you're a lot more careful when you're driving out there. Because Cousin Rui, he got ran over the other day, and now he's just a speed bump.
Yeah, I guess he is just a speed bump. So it's amazing. different things that you can do with these. And you don't have to be real good. I've taken the time to really try to be as good as I possibly can. I even tried to have my wife watch me and make sure that my lip control when I'm doing the ventriloquism is the best it can be. And different people do their ventriloquism a little bit. People that normally show their teeth, I think probably better when they do their ventriloquism than they show their teeth when they're doing their ventriloquism. If you want to make your mouth look as natural as you possibly can. And then there's different places where you can either buy videos to learn how to do it. I was self-taught. When I first started learning ventriloquism, it came on a record, and that's that. The black color in your hand. That's in the garage or in the basement. But I put that on, so I just listened to how they said to do it, and then I just practiced. Doing and the puppet like this is another puppet for $150. It's almost anything that you're going to get in. If you want to be good, you're going to spend a little bit of money. So make sure to take it care of it. I also got an American Eagle, which has been very helpful, especially over the last several months in doing some things that are patriotic. And here in the United States, our national motto in God We Trust talks about God. The Pledge to the Flag, actually they added under God in 1954, so I can talk about that. It doesn't matter where I'm at because it's historical. And it's amazing, I found, when you're working, like I do some programs in school, it's amazing what you can get kids to say. And if the kids say, you don't get yourself in so much trouble. I had one principal this year that told me, they told me before it began, they said, I heard about you, and I just wanted to say this, he said beforehand, he says, I don't want you to use the name of Jesus. And I said, okay, he says, you can say God, but you cannot say Jesus, okay? And I said, that's fine. So when I got to that part of the program, I just said, God's son, and one of the kids said, Jesus. I said, you're right. Afterwards, though, the person looking up at me says, you think you're clever, don't you? And I said, yes, I do. But he invited me back, and he explained to me why it was okay. He was a Christian, but he was afraid that it would be perceived that he told me to say that, and he didn't want the pressure of that. So it's good to say it when you're doing different things. I'm going to leave these up here, so if you want to take a look at these, afterwards, again, be careful. Listen, one thing, whenever you're working with puppets, whether it's an inexpensive puppet or it's a professional quality puppet, one thing that I would ask you to do when you're doing it is do not allow children to put their hands in puppets' mouths. Mm. Okay? That's the fastest way to ruin your puppet. I mean, you might not know that, but if you can kind of correct little things like that to do it, it makes it work a little bit more. And I also use the gloves in, too, because those ones are all rubber latex, so it gets a little sweaty in there when you're doing different things. So maybe you're doing and these things too. Uncle Dave and I talked beforehand, when we purchase these things, it's called a magic shop. And I know that a lot of times as Christians, we don't like to use that word. But it's kind of difficult sometimes on what word you actually use when you're doing it. When I go to the place where I buy my equipment from, I'm looking at something and I see something that I think, might be helpful for me. There was one time when I was there, I looked at it and I saw the tea kettle. And I said, I kind of looked at the tea kettle and I thought, I'm just going to, if you don't mind, I like more better than I like this one, so I'm just going to put this one over here. And when I first looked at it, it gave me a little bit of a description of some of the things that it could do. I had a little bit of an idea of how I could use that for the Lord. And so I got a red tea kettle here. And by the way, I spent $40 for mine. Now, part of that, obviously after I looked and saw how it was made, I thought I could make that for less than $40. But I'll tell you this, I would never have gotten the idea if I didn't spend the $40.
So when you buy the ours, by the way, are going to sell for $15, but you're not only buying the equipment itself, but you're buying the idea and how it works. I had a little bit of an idea, though. I thought, you know, this would be really neat, and forgive me, too, this is a shot glass, but I have no idea what it was, but Uncle Dave told me. I told you after yesterday, but you know, if I reach inside my secret, you'll notice I have a little scarf here. And you know, when I saw that little scarf, it reminded me about maybe a certain kind of sin. Maybe the kind of sin that, I don't know, maybe if you have a problem with this, some people do. Some people have a real problem. When I see red, I think that sometimes people have a real problem with anger. You know, sometimes they get really, really upset and they get real red in the face and they get angry. And what does the scripture tell us that we're to be angry? But sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath. You know, some people have a real problem with anger. You know, there's other ones. There's other ones that maybe have a little bit different kind of a problem. Maybe their problem is not anger, but maybe their problem is, well, maybe it's greed. Maybe they see something that their neighbor has and they wish that they had it too. You know, there's a lot of people, unfortunately, that have a problem with greed. Envy, things like that. You know, really when you're using these cards, you can use just about any idea that you might want to have. And again, there's other people that maybe their sin isn't so much one of those latent kind of things, but maybe it's more like, well, you know, when I was younger, I grew up in a Christian home, and I had friends that weren't Christians. And sometimes they wanted to do something that was wrong, and I knew deep down that I wasn't supposed to do it. But they kind of got me to do it anyhow. You know why? Because they told me I was yellow. You're just yellow. You got a yellow streak going right down your back. Well, you know, sometimes, even though I knew what I was supposed to do, I just didn't have enough courage to be able to stand up for the Lord and do what was right. So, indeed, I was yellow. Well, I want to tell you, though, sometimes there are some sins that I don't even think that we should mention. You know, and just because it's the wrong thing to do. There are some very wicked sins that people do. Now, when I saw this particular trick, I thought this would be a great opportunity to be able to do some different things. Now, when I bought it, was what you would have been able to do with this particular thing, and I thought that in itself would be pretty good. Now, after being doing this for 20 years, I started to get a little bit of an idea, and I wanted to put another twist to it. I thought, wouldn't it be great if I could kind of complete that story, and we can do either an application for an unsaved audience or a saved audience. I'm going to use this one. I'm going to assume, I don't know if I should, but that you're saved. No, I'm going to. So what I decided to do is I wanted to talk to them about Jesus taking the sin of the whole world on him. So I wanted to take for each of these back in here. And then I wanted to talk about the verse in Scripture in 1 John 1:9. And who can quote for me 1 John 1? Anyone? A sin. He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And I thought that would be something I really wanted to get on, but I couldn't do it with the way that it was going to be first. So I added a little twist so that after I poured all those things in there, that I could actually pull a white scarf right from the center of that. And not only that I could do that, but I could show exactly what, in a practical way, what happens when we do that. You see, we're cleaned. Okay, so then what you can do with each of these glasses is you can pour it, and now it's clear liquid again. Now, this one is extremely easy to do. The only way to work with this particular one would be just getting your timing down and exactly what you want to be able to say with it. We're going to need a little bit of ideas on what to say, but really you can make it your own kind of thing. Now, something like this is very effective, but that's not the only thing that you can do with it. Uncle Dave is going to demonstrate.
I just want to mention to you, too, that this pot, okay, that we've got here, you can tell all kinds of different Bible stories with it. This is a good pot. If you bring my pot over. Good. John chapter 4, at the woman at the well. This is so great to use it because they come back all the time, and the Lord's giving them that living water, right? Isaiah 51, 55-1, rather. Oh, everyone, the first verse. Or Revelation 22. You can use it for that. So, I mean, excuse me, where the last invitation in the Word of God, where it says, come and come to the water. And so therefore we find that you can use it in many ways. Now I don't have time because our hour is going by so fast, and that's why we had not able to do this, but you know 2 Kings chapter 4, right? 2 Kings chapter 4 is the lesson where the widow was left really in a bad situation because when her husband died, she was left in debt and the creditors had come to take her two sons in bondage. You know that, thank you.
Yep. the creditors had come to take her two sons in bondage. Now, you know, it doesn't make any difference. But has done the same thing for you. He has hit you with a great debt because you were born in sin. Now, I don't have time to give you all the gospel message or all the other applications to the story. That's your job, okay? All I'm doing is giving you the way to do this. So you know that she went to the man of God whose name was... So she went and borrowed vessels. So far, just a few, but as many as you... And so... if you don't have these in your closet, you just can get a few of those. Then you don't get a few. You go out and borrow as many as you can. Now, some people, they borrow from everybody all the time. But, you know, you have to be in a good relationship with neighbors in order to borrow. And she had a good relationship with her neighbors, and she was able to bring in... And what the man of God has told her to do is that when you go, you shut the door behind you, right? With your two sons, and then you take that little oil pot and you begin to pour. Now, this is a great lesson. If I was to do this for a half an hour lesson, which I would do, okay, but I don't have time, if I was to do this, I would hide these vessels in the room, and I would say that we got one here from this neighbor and so forth. As I'm talking and doing it, bringing them in. So you make this an exciting story. You slam it off, and then you pick up the vessel and you begin to pour. Now, you can go on with that, how that the oil came out. And when the oil came up, oh, let me tell you, your eyes really bugged out. Those boys were so excited about it that even the youngest one got involved as they brought those vessels to their mother. And they brought the vessels one by one, and they filled them all. And just because of sake of time, I'm not going to fill all these because we're running out of time. So after they filled all the vessels, right? What they did is she asked for another vessel. Now, if you haven't guessed your water right, okay, but I have, but I'll prove that to you. But if you did not, okay, guess your water right, you want your last vessel to be okay, right? They don't know how much you put in it, neither they don't need to know, okay, fine. So, but this one's got enough to go in there, and so that's fine. So you make your last vessel that way. So what they did is they went to the man of God, and they were so excited because of that. When the mother asked for another vessel, they said, there is them all. We use them all. So what they did is they went to the man of God, and of course you know the man of God said, you sell the oil, and you live on what you get from selling the oil. Well, how exciting that is. Oh, let me tell you, they are enough to pay the debt. But you know what God says? God says that what he will do for you is not only pay your debt, he's going to meet your every need. Oh, isn't that exciting to know? And you know that they had money. They had all kinds of money. And they had just one of these. I like to give out gospel coins. You can give out what you want, okay? Some of you would have the real stuff, but you know, you can do that. And not only did they have money, I'm sure that what they did with that money is not only pay the debt, but they also had money that they gave to the Lord. And you know, the more you give, the more you get. Now, you got lots of lessons in here, okay? And what they were able to do, why, they were even able to buy sweet things. You know, you need one. Good. Okay. And they had all kinds of money to buy clothes. There they are. Those boys needed new clothes, so they had money to buy that. They had money to buy more candy because, of that, you know, you don't really buy. I like to put in here a raw egg. Oh, boy. If this was the crowd, I would have used a hard-boiled egg, but I didn't have a chance to do that. But anyways, you see, they've got different things that they can do that they could buy. But not only did she have money to buy clothes for the boys, she had money to buy clothes for herself. Not just one outfit. You know, women can't buy one outfit for them. And so she had money to buy all kinds of things. Do you know that our God is so great in what he does? And, you know, she'll do for you far more than you can ask or think. And there was all kinds of things she was able to get. You know, it's wonderful to see that, you know, when our God meets our needs, listen, he produces everything for us. Everything that you need. What a tremendous God we have. Oh, listen, this is an exciting story. I love it, okay? You will enjoy doing that, 2 Kings chapter 4, but as I said, you can use this pot
John chapter 4 or Revelation chapter 22, or you can use it for Isaiah 55:1. Okay. Yeah, go.
And one of the very first other one. He's talking about this bag. I want to say this. The Lord has blessed me this last year. I've been able to do a little bit over 80 programs. And some of them, my intent was to really concentrate on churches and such, but it's been such that when people found out that I did these things, and I was also featured in our local newspaper, that businesses in other places called me to do things. So it's become kind of a little bit of a challenge. What they were really looking for is they were looking for good quality entertainment, but something that was safe for the whole family. So it led into things like that. But this is one thing that didn't matter what audience that I did, I used this particular thing. Now, Uncle Dave, how he says it, if I may, I'm not Uncle Dave, even though sometimes I can sound like him. I have my own thing. And I also found Christian in some places to do. I talked a little bit about ethnic tolerance, you know, and how that God, you know, I started out this way, you know, God loves the Scottish people. And I found a Scottish people had to be able to love them. View is teaching every one of you. You can go through the whole bag in here. Now, these come in two different ways. I don't know if he has the second way around. I'm an American, and I'm proud to be American, but my wife is Canadian, and I'm proud that she's Canadian. So actually, this one has, in here, as you get down in here, has an American side to it, you know, with the flag on it, but it also has, the next one is the Canadian one. So if that's something that you want, I think he has a couple.
I have Canadian.
You have a couple of those things as well. But I will tell you this, if you're going to buy one thing, this is probably for $25, probably one of your best buys. They do not make it. Like if you were to go to a magic shop and you were to buy something like this, the closest one that they have, I think, turns inside out maybe three, maybe four times at the most, and they are upwards of about $40 to buy one of those. And the colors don't mean anything like that. They have one that you can do on, I believe, on Noah's Ark or something like that, but still not nearly, I think, as useful as this particular thing. This alone, out of all the things I've bought over the years, and I have bought thousands and thousands of dollars worth of equipment, this is probably going to be my most useful piece. And it doesn't take a lot of skill to do it. It takes practice to be able to do it.
Good. I brought another thing here, and this here is a frame that I have. And
you want to just check that and pass that to be the best pilot. You can do it wherever on this. That's good. You see, try to find it and leave it there. You have to not try it. The time's going, Earl. Yeah, you can't move it, right?
Yeah.
Okay, you can't move it. All right.
I would let somebody in the room examine that. This here is a frame. And I want to say on this frame, okay, this is me. Right there in the center is a black dot that speaks for me. That I am a good for nothing gotten. Nothing like this.
Oh, the phenomenal center.
Doesn't make any difference who we are. The Word of God says that the wages of sin is death. And this is what I deserve. I deserve death. Yes, because I am a sinner. But you know, one of the great things that I want to share with you, even though that's me, okay, and you could put another dot on the other side if you want, but I didn't do that, okay, on here. I just put it on the one side. That's bad enough to show you me that way, okay, all right? But I'm speckled over on this side, too. It doesn't make any difference. But do you know that what it is that the Lord Jesus Christ came from heaven above to die for me? Oh, I'm so thankful that the Lord Jesus was willing to die on the cross for my sins. I trust that you take it in that the Lord Jesus died on the cross for your sins. Yes, he died for me. And so what I want to do is put these hands. Now, naturally speaking, when I bought this in the magic shop, again, excuse me for using that thing, they certainly don't give you this message. They don't give you the hand. But this is something that I printed up, and this is the way I want to use it. And, you know, what it is that the Lord Jesus, when he was there on the cross, They nailed his hand to that cross. I suppose you heard it said that they crossed his feet and put nails there as well. And so when you think about three nails and one cross, three plus one, they're forgiven. And you know, those nails went right through his hand. For you, for me. I am so thankful that the Lord Jesus Christ died for me. He was nailed on that cross for my sins, and I want to tell you, my friends, that he was nailed on the cross for your sins as well. Now, this is the great exciting thing about this,
Yes. That he was nailed on that cross. And he was there. But for me,
there was not anything. He bore it all for me.
And there I am. Yes, set free.
That thing that I showed you, some of you,
the thing that the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life. And I like to use this little card when I use this little demonstration here. This is a tremendous thing for a Sunday school class, a close-up, or whatever you're doing. I also have these cards. These are 200 cards for $3. And the frame hill, what's the frame hill?
$5, I think, for this little trick. You get your hands, pardon? With the hands and even a nail, okay? You don't have one, good. And we got to move on quickly. Go ahead, am I on next?
Yeah, and I just want to say another thing. Yesterday we did some totally different thing than what we're doing today. If this is something that you're really interested in and you have an idea, you can ask us, you can kind of give us the situation that you're doing. This is the things that I'm kind of doing, or these are the kind of things that I'd like to do. Do you have anything to suggest? And we'll take the time to be able to show you some of the different things that we have up here as well. And I want to say this. I learned the hard way. I had to spend some big bucks to be able to get some of these things to be able to do, but they're great object lessons, and most of them require very little skill just to practice to look professional.
Okay. This here is another little thing called a bipod. It doesn't come this way in a magic shop. It comes in blue and red. But I don't want blue and red. I want red and green, because you see in every group, there's two kinds of people. You're either in the red group or you're in the green group. I don't know what group you're in, but if you're trusting in the blood of Jesus Christ, you're in the red group. It's an exciting thing to be in that red group, because, you know, the Lord Jesus Christ, he shed his blood to die for you. Oh, listen, my friend. He died that you can have eternal life. And do you know that he promised that he is coming back? And when he comes back, he's coming with a shout. And when he comes with that shout, only those who are in the red group are going to be caught up to meet him in the air. Now, if you're in the green group, you're going to be left behind. Yeah. You're going to be left behind on this earth.
Oh, listen. You never come to know him. It will be eternal damnation for you at the end. When the whole thing comes in plain, they can vengeance on them that know that God, that they not the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, which will be punished with everlasting destruction. You see, but when he comes, those that are in the green group are going to be left behind. But the exciting thing that Mr. Hill's been talking about is the fact that he's coming, and when he comes, what's going to happen is this. Those who are in the red group, when you're in the red group, we're going to be caught up together. Isn't that exciting? We're going to be caught up together. The dead in Christ shall rise first. And then we, which are alive and remaining, will be caught up together to meet them in the Lord. Oh, my, we're going to meet the Lord there, and forever we're going to dwell with him. But the others will be left behind. This here is, I love using this on the street, or when I'm at Niagara Falls, passing out my Niagara Falls cards, or wherever I am. This is just a great illustration and a cheapie. Okay, and what's that we got there? $4.
Yes,
yeah, okay. A package for $4, and you got 16? 16, I think, a package, if I'm not mistaken. Okay, so I just want to quickly go over and say that there is just one other thing. If you have never used this, this is great. How many have used this too? How many have never seen it? Oh, I'm going to do this real quick. I just love this one. You can just quote lots of verses with it, but I won't do that. This is man in sin, right? This is the light. And what God wants man to do is to come from the darkness into the light. That's what he wants. And you know, he made it possible so they could do it. Because what he did, he died on the cross for you. What's so great about this is there's no words on it, no printing. No matter what language you are, you can even use this over in Africa there, Andrew. And this is exciting because he gave his life for you. But you know, after he died, yes, he was there. He was in that tomb for 3 days and 3 nights. And then up from the grave, he arose. And because of the fact that he lives, you and I can live also. What excitement that we can know that we can live forever. So you see, my friends, there is a way from darkness to light. It's by the way of the cross. And then what he wants you to do is to come, yes, by the way of the cross. And right now,
His hand is reaching out to you. And if you take the gift of salvation,
you can come to the light. And so my recommendation for you is to come by the way of the call. Okay, that you will do that and take that gift that he wants to offer. And if you take the gift of salvation, then you can see that the Lord dwells within your heart. And what you need to do is you need to speak to him. Oh, he wants you to do that all the time. What a privilege we can talk to him. But he wants to talk to you, and the only way he's going to talk to you is by the word of God. Yes, that's how he's going to talk to you now. And what you need to do is reach out your hand and go into all the world and preach the gospel. Listen, rise up and work. Go ye into all the world. Yes, that's what it says. And so these here cubes right here, we have those for $4 if you would like one of these cubes. This is a great tool. Again, if you don't have one of them, I recommend that highly. Now, I just want to say real quickly, okay, that what we showed here was these bags. These are what we call a change bag. We showed four or five ideas how you can use this bag. We don't have time to do that in this class. All right? This over here, the other objects are here. This is a rope here that you tie a knot, get rid of the knots and so forth, put them in the bag and so forth. This here is a very exciting thing. I like this one, and this here trick here is also another cheapie, is a Bible tear, how you can tear up a Bible. And people have tried to destroy the Word of God, but they cannot do that, and that's what this little object lesson is over here. Over here are streamers. Again, if you wasn't here in the first place, I can't really explain anything. If you're interested in it, is Uncle Dave and I are going to put together a video of what we did the last session and this session. If you're interested in it, we'd like you to sign up, because if there's not very many people interested, we're not going to take the time for me to grab up the buffalo, the videotape it with him, because my time is precious as well. But if it's something that you'll use and you would like one, that'll be good, because some of the things will just give you ideas for the object lessons. And really, that's what we wanted to try to accomplish with this, not show you how to do these things. If you want to write them, then we'll show it to you. And again, this I want to say too, if you buy this stuff and you do it, please be careful not to share the secrets of how these things work with everybody.